with showers become likely, and maybe even some thunder perhaps, later on Thursday night into the first half of the day Friday, but then sunshine over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A committee studying the implementation of an occupational tax in Montgomery will meet today. The committee will hear from the Parks and Recreation Director about proposed funding if the tax is implemented. The committee previously met with the city's police and fire chiefs. Eight Alabama sheriffs and police groups announced an endorsement of former Attorney General Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate Monday. They say they believe in Sessions because as senator, he fought for funding for law enforcement programs. And a local church is providing winter coats for the homeless community thanks to a major donation. Thanks to the donation from Jim Massey Cleaners, 450 coats will be handed out at River City United Methodist Church's fourth Saturday outreach event. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again. To tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress. And I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
The following statement is from a bartender who claims to have worked at Hulu's reality TV house party.
So, it's 11 a.m. on a Monday and my entire stash of champagne is already gone. Derek Huff is going on about his Wi-Fi barbecue. Darcy Silva is living her best life in the photo booth. The Masked Singer is wolfing down all the catering. I can't make mimosas fast enough. And then someone spills an entire tray of food all over the floor.
Reality or not, we'll never know. What we do know, Hulu has reality TV. Start your free trial today. Learn more at Hulu.com.
So many things to organize. So many ways to get it done during the Store More, Save More event at the Home Depot. Now it's easier than ever with clear Sterilite storage containers in tons of styles and sizes. From extra large bins to water-resistant containers and more. Starting at just $1.18 each. Order online for fast and easy pickup. It's a good time to be a doer. And for getting organized with help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. See store for details.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from this weekly farm market. Then, if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Twice, yeah, I said that, twice. Senate trial, number of witnesses, and they're... I assume that behind that is Judge Pickering. Oh, boy. I mean, they're comparing a judge to a president here. These guys are just absolutely amazing. Let's continue on with John Boom Boom Dickerson here. And he's getting into the founder's mind and applies it to Trump's impeachment. Listen to this.
Okay, so if they say he did put the pressure, but it's not impeachable, do they have constitutional grounds to stand on? They admit, okay, yeah, he pressured, but that's not enough to remove him from office.
Well, the constitutional ground will be something to fight over. So both sides are going to try and figure out what the actual constitutional turf is, and we're going to hear a lot about that. The Constitution is a little mushy on the question of impeachment, but when you read the debates of that hot summer in Philadelphia, they were jittery about power. And so this question of abuse of power is right in the center of what the framers were worried about. And the reason they worried about power is they thought it was, they called it a cancer. And they felt like if you gave somebody power, the inclination of the human spirit would be to abuse it. That was just natural. And so there had to be these checks on it. And that's what impeachment is about. Leaving aside whether the president is guilty of it or not, that's what they were the most concerned about. And that's really where this conversation should take place.
So that's what they were most concerned about. And what is the constitutionality of it now? And this last part, the little guy at the desk, he's going to kind of jump in on this thing and agree with John, and that this is exactly what they had in mind. Listen to this.
And they would have known back in 1776 that high crimes and misdemeanors did not refer to actual legal questions, but rather to judgment calls.
What?
I mean, impeachments have happened over insanity, drunkenness, pure mismanagement throughout the history. I was going to say to the president's
lawyers. Not a president's big guy.
Defend him on these grounds. We've got Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz, among others. Jay Sekulow. What do you make of the team?
Well, the team is
profile team.
Yeah.
When we watch this impeachment, we should think about all the different audiences out there. And there's the audiences of the senators in the room, but then there's also the television audience, the base audience of the Republican Party, the base audience of the Democratic Party. All these different audiences. Some of those lawyers are picked for the at-home viewing audience of the Republican Party. They are conditioned to speaking to that audience. They've been doing it on television for years, and that's part of what that team.
What does the outcome mean for the country?
Yeah, the outcome is known, John. We know what's going to happen in the end here.
He'll be acquitted.
So what does it mean?
What it means is this is an opportunity to look at whether it means basically, because it's an election year, this is a look at this president and the way he operates. It's a central question of our government, whether the president can use his power for personal purposes. That's what's at issue here. Now, it hasn't been proved, but that's the central question. It goes right to the heart of the government. Does this person who's been given power on behalf of the people use it wisely? And that matters particularly here, not just with respect to whether he's impeached. We think that he's going to be acquitted. But whether he gets reelected and whether people would like four more years of the behavior that will be laid out in the course of this Senate trial.
I mean, it's like he had the Democrat talking point handbook that they're going to lay out these issues, and that's going to be the 2020 election. I want to tell you something, folks. After watching this, and particularly Adam Schiff and Jerry Bear, these guys they're not trying to help the country out. They're trying to help the party out. It's all about power. It's trying to regain power. Chuck Schumer is one of the most disingenuous guys I've ever met. He has never, ever heard. He's not interested in information. He's interested in hurting four Republican senators.
Well, and if they're so worried about the abuse of power by people with political power, they should all just go the hell home.
Soon, too.
Yeah.
Don't delay. Go straight home and never come back. Let's see here. Let's go to Ed O'Keefe had an interesting story on Sanders' apology to Biden.
The presidential campaign trail and a rare apology. Senator Bernie Sanders apologized to former Vice President Joe Biden in an exclusive interview with CBS News. This followed a newspaper op-ed from a Sanders surrogate accusing Biden of having a, quote, corruption problem. Ed O'Keefe is in Des Moines. Ed, with the Iowa caucuses less than 2 weeks away, why this apology?
Remember, the race for president remains a toss-up, so all the candidates are looking for some way to break through. In this op-ed, Zephyr Teachout, a New York liberal and prominent Sanders surrogate, argues that Joe Biden has a corruption problem for taking contributions from wealthy donors. She writes, middle-class Joe has perfected the art of taking big contributions, then representing his corporate donors at the cost of middle and working-class Americans. The op-ed was later circulated by the Sanders campaign. The Biden campaign quickly swung back, and other observers suggested the attacks are part of a pattern for Sanders dating back to his 2016 campaign, when he faced criticism for not stopping supporters from aggressively attacking opponents like Hillary Clinton, or more recently, Elizabeth Warren and Biden.
Okay, so Bernie apologized. And then looking at the kind of current numbers here, let me pull it to my Real Clear Politics average and some of the new poll stuff. So we have in New Hampshire, the Boston Globe, Suffolk University, has Sanders at 16 in New Hampshire, Biden at 15, Buttigieg at 12, Warren at 10. Klobuchar, which, by the way, we're going to get into a little more discussion. People, the New York Times endorsement may have had an interesting twist in Klobuchar. People are now asking me, who is she?
Right.
And they didn't ask, nobody ever asked me about that until the New York Times endorsement story came out. So we'll have to get more into that. But so she is at 5. Yang at 6. Stiers. Did you see Stiers doing his dance moves in South Carolina?
He was dancing?
He's white. And no rhythm. None whatsoever. But these Iowa polls, there's a FRA David Binder poll that has Biden at 24% in Iowa. I do not believe that for a second. Sanders at 14, Warren at 18. But the fact that Sanders is reacting like this tells me that he's feeling something different that's out there. Maybe he was getting some pushback from some people. Maybe he realizes that he doesn't want to be seen as the enemy that's out there. So now Ed O'Keefe on Sanders makes nice with Biden.
When we caught up with Senator Sanders last night in that exclusive interview, he called on his supporters to play nice.
Joe and I have strong disagreements on a number of issues, and we'll argue those disagreements out. But it is absolutely not my view that Joe is corrupt in any way. And I'm sorry that op-ed appeared to me. I appeal to my supporters, please. Engaged in civil discourse. And by the way, we're not the only campaign that does it. Other people do, you know, act that way as well. But I would appeal to everybody. Have a debate on the issues. We can disagree with each other without being disagreeable, without being hateful.
In response last night, Biden tweeted his thanks to Sanders and said these kinds of attacks have no place in this primary. Biden is out on the trail here in Iowa today holding two events, while the senators running for president, of course, are back in Washington for that impeachment trial. But Sanders is deploying a big supporter here to Iowa in the coming days. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York will hold events for him Friday and Saturday. Gail, I think it was Elton John who once said, sorry seems to be the hardest word. For whatever reason last night, Bernie Sanders could say it.
Very out of character for Bernie.
And I think it's a mistake. I think he shouldn't back down at all. Like, why are you playing Mr. Nice Guy in the middle of a fight for the nomination? I don't think it's going to gain you any momentum by saying sorry.
But there's got to be there's something that's motivating him to do that. I'm trying to figure out, is it the poll? Is he seeing something in the polls that says, we're not liking you because you're being too tough on Biden? And so you're falling, that's our, you know, you're not my second because you're being tough on Biden?
Yeah, and maybe there's behind-the-scenes arm-twisting, too, stuff we don't quite know about. It could be the polls. I mean, we also saw today, we can get into it, Hillary coming out swinging in this docuseries.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got Sanders. Tom Bevin's going to get into that. That was an interesting little piece. Matter of fact, let's get to Tom Bevin. Tom Bevin is the co-founder of Real Clear Politics. He's going to be talking about the Sanders-Biden riff.
And I have strong disagreements on a number of issues, and we'll argue those disagreements out. But it is absolutely not my view that Joe is corrupt in any way. And I'm sorry that op-ed appeared to me.
Well, that was Bernie Sanders apologizing to Joe Biden after one of his supporters wrote an op-ed slamming Biden, calling him a weak candidate with a serious corruption problem. Tom Bevin joins us now, co-founder and editor of Real Clear Politics. So it appears Biden is accepting that apology because he tweeted this out saying, quote, thanks for acknowledging this, Bernie. These kind of attacks have no place in this primary. Let's all keep our focus on making Donald Trump a one-term president. Your thoughts on that exchange?
Well, look, Bernie doesn't want to make this personal, especially just a few days away from the vote in Iowa. Iowa voters don't like that kind of mudslinging. But the problem is that what Zephyr Teachout, the person who wrote this article, that's what a lot of Bernie supporters think. And we've seen some articles in recent days that, you know, if the party nominates Joe Biden, that a lot of Bernie supporters are going to be very upset and may even stay home. And so I think that is, it illustrates the rift between the Democratic Party that they're trying to sort out right now.
So, and I agree with that, Iowa doesn't like to see full knife fight type politics. They don't mind a little toughness, but they don't like meanness knife fight stuff. They're like a tough guy, like somebody stands up, tough woman, but they don't like knife fights.
And it looks like Mitch McConnell, just keeping tabs on the impeachment process going on, he revised the proposal. Each side will get 24 hours over 3 days for opening arguments, so 8-hour session.
So from 1 to 9.
That makes sense.
Okay. So that will put us...
Oh, wait, Adam Schiff finally sat his butt down? Okay.
No. Oh, Sekulow is up to bat. Interesting. Let me do this. Let me go to a break. Coming back right after this.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Takes my mind.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Certus from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV. We've come a long, long way
together. Through the hard times and the good. 272-9228, that's where we are. What's the terminology of Chuck Schumer on McConnell changing this? I mean, and finally he caved to an understanding of the Constitution and things like that. It's Chuck Schumer, I wonder if he is as mean in person as he is when he talks about people. He's always questioning their motivation. He's always basically labeling somebody a particular thing. Drives me nuts. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Greg. Greg, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good morning, Dan. Good afternoon, Dan.
Good afternoon.
Listen, I was listening to Shifty Shift there for about 15, 20 minutes.
Did it hurt?
It sort of reminded me of when my daddy, let me ask you this. Have you ever been rabbit hunting with a dog, with a beagle dog?
I have not.
Okay. It's just like going hunting with a beagle dog, rabbit hunting. That old rabbit, that dog will get that rabbit up, and he'll run him way out yonder, and all of a sudden he'll make a circle, and he'll come right back. Oh, Shifty, he's in there talking, and every doggone thing he says, he'll say something, and then he'll say something else and else, and then all of a sudden he'll come right back to what he was saying to start with. They ain't going to let us have, we got to have a trial, and we got to have witnesses and this. I mean, all coming right back to the same old thing. They say it's the same old, same old, same old. It just takes them a little bit to get there and get back. That's what that reminds me of.
Okay.
They're saying a lot and ain't saying nothing.
Yep.
It's a lot of hot air there. Yeah, that's it. 413, Joey.
Okay, Greg T. 413.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Wait, you just wanted me to know your birthday. Do you want me to do something with that birthday?
Yeah.
He wants to write you a check.
That's on Friday at 2:30, 2:45, and $60 with anything you want to put in that little bitty basket.
Oh, for Sweet Creek. Okay, yeah.
Oh,
Sweet
Creek. That makes a lot of sense.
There you go.
Have a good one.
You too, Dan.
Thanks.
I'm hanging out with you too much. I'm giving the callers a hard time.
you gotta let them know you love them that
indeed,
way.
Indeed. More Tom Bevin here.
Yeah, Tom Bevin here. We're going to go into the Hillary Clinton thing and talking about what you were talking about, the special that she did.
Yeah.
Showtime or
no, it's a docu-series that's going to be premiered at Sundance.
Ooh. Put my pinky out high. Let's listen in.
Hillary Clinton in this new Hollywood Reporter piece responding to this fiery new documentary, Trump Regrets and Harsh Words for Bernie. In this, she said she was asked to confirm her earlier words on Bernie Sanders. And she said this: nobody likes him. Nobody wants to work with him. He got nothing done. He was a career politician. It's all just baloney. And I feel so bad that people got sucked into it. Those were her words, and then she would not commit to whether or not she would throw her support behind Bernie Sanders if he becomes the nominee.
Yeah, I mean, in the same way we just talked about the split between the, you know, Bernie and Biden, it's exactly the replay of 2016, the split between the party, between Clinton and Bernie Sanders. And so this is not over. And if Bernie Sanders does manage to win, win Iowa or come in close in Iowa and win New Hampshire, we will see the establishment certainly fight back against him. They want nothing to do with Bernie Sanders as the nominee. And Hillary Clinton's going to be part of that effort.
Hillary Clinton, boy, that was pretty nasty stuff talking about Bernie.
Yeah, I said it earlier today, but for somebody who was almost the first female president of the United States, she really is a Richard, isn't she?
Let's go to Crawdad. Crawdad, welcome on board the Dan Morris Show. How are you today?
Dan Morris, did you know that those nice folks down at Sweet Creek will actually come and cater things for you?
I did know that. They catered a party for me.
And they only charge $15 for delivery. That's amazing. I can't order a box of peanuts from Walmart for less than $15, and they're going to only charge $15 delivery, and they will cater anything. So if somebody had a hankering for a, let's say a Cuban, they would deliver that, along with other things like apple butter and maybe some honey and God knows what else. I was dreaming about honey the other night.
Okay.
No, the kind that you know, that comes from bees.
Ah, yes.
Yes, yes. But I was just, I spoke to the nice lady, Mrs. Ingram, I believe is it is.
That is it.
Very nice lady.
She is.
If I understood correctly, they're getting a website together.
He's talked about that for a while. I haven't seen it, but.
Yeah, man, that'd be awesome. But that's on my to-do list to get down there and, you said you can go around and you can fill up a bucket of stuff and take it home and put it in your pantry. And local honey is that's health food right there, man.
Oh yeah.
But what is your favorite sandwich? Is it the Cuban?
The Cuban is my favorite. The roast beef is another one I like. I did have a bite of a turkey sandwich that had the cranberry on it. It was really good.
Now tell me, when you do a Cuban, does that get toasted some kind of special way?
Yeah, they toast it. They cook it in a pan, and it's got wiggles on it, which are kind of the little bit of a pop to it, pickles.
Wiggles.
That are really good. It's got great barbecue in it. It's a great sandwich.
Somebody's getting hungry right about now.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Matter of fact, I went down. I took someone down there to show him, and I got a Cuban for us, and we split it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to lose a finger when I was reaching down to get the last part. He's like, "No, I want that." And I, come on, calm down, calm down. I'll give it to you. Just don't take my finger.
Well, when I do finally make a trip down there, I will give you a call and let you know. The score, but I don't know if I'll ever win, but I'm going to go whether I win or not. There's some nice folks down there, I think, and
there you go,
I would love to visit the store.
Would you like to get in on the drawing?
You know what? That's a good idea.
Give me your month and day of birth.
1-8-60. Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Yeah.
You're a young man.
Me and Elvis. Thank you very much.
Well, you got that, Joey's son?
Yes, 1-8.
Crawdad, we have got you in, buddy.
God bless you, folks.
Take care, my friend. Alan, hang on. Got to go to a break. Coming back to you right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's impeachment trial resumes in the Senate with debate on the rules going forward.
Nobody will dictate Senate procedure to United States senators.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants opening arguments no more than 24 hours per side to be held over 4 days, 2 days each. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants changes, including an agreement on witnesses and documents first.
Why is the president so insistent that no one come forward, that no documents be released? If the president's case is so weak that none of the president's men can defend him under oath, Shame on him.
Senators McConnell and Schumer there before the trial session started today. Debate itself is being conducted not by senators, but by President Trump's legal team and the House Democrats assigned to the trial. While all this is happening in D.C., President Trump is in Davos, Switzerland at the World Economic Forum. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After the coldest morning of the season so far, we've got a chilly day underway. High temperature may make it up to about 45, but boy, oh boy, that north wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour makes it seem colder. Cuts right through you. Tonight, clear, very cold again. Overnight low temperature down to about 23, 24, somewhere around there. High temperature in the lower 50s tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. We'll be in the mid-50s on Thursday. Chance of a late day shower, but showers become likely and maybe even some thunder, perhaps, later on Thursday night into the first half of the day Friday. But then sunshine over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I know a thing or two about her. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Alan. Alan, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
We're doing great, and you?
Good. I know I seen, I think it was Sunday or Saturday, where it seems like Biden's doing so bad that he's playing the race card now. That speech he gave at that church.
You talking about when he was in South Carolina?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't see him playing the race car, but I mean, he was trying to snuggle up to African Americans.
Yeah, where he's putting Trump with the Klan again.
Oh, that, oh, okay, yeah, okay. Him insulting Trump is like nothing new to that.
Yeah, but that's why you know that he's all this is going to come up about him and his son. That now, that's like his last card to play.
Well, he's not too. He's not quite there yet. He's. If it does come up, I think he'll panic.
Yes, we can only hope it comes up.
Yeah.
All right, and can I get in the drawing, too?
You sure can. Give me your month and day of birth.
25 November.
When do we do the drawing?
On Fridays, 2:30, 2:40.
2:30, 2:45. What's in that gift basket?
$60, anything she wants.
Yeah. Alan, you're a smart, smart man.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Alan. Take care. Anything she wants, I like that. Let's go to Master Thespian. Master Thespian, how are you, my friend?
Doing well, doing well. I was listening to you're playing a couple of your talking heads from the news, and that was about 30 minutes ago, and I've been having to take care of stuff, so I finally got a chance to get the phone. They need to get their dates right. They're talking about when the Constitution was ratified in 1776. That was not the Constitution.
That was not the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, and I think the first Constitutional Convention was held in New York instead of Philadelphia. We're talking about a process that took, I think, from 1787 to 1791, and it was finally ratified in 1793.
maybe I'm getting my dates wrong, but
no, I think you're close to it, and you're right. The meeting of the Declaration of Independence was in Philadelphia, and when they then won the war and then had the Constitutional Convention. You're right, it was in New York.
Yeah. And so these people need to make sure and go back and do their history to make sure, because if they're getting the dates wrong, what else are they getting wrong?
Ooh,
that's my first question. Like, you can't even get the dates right. You can look it up in Wikipedia, for crying out loud.
Really?
It's another strike against the, shall we say, the fake media, as our beloved president says. I find this whole thing fascinating about trying. They're trying to find something, anything. And there's nothing there. There's no evidence. There's no smoking gun. There's nothing.
Yeah, but they always have to put the specter that there's something out there.
I know. Because it's about perception. It's not about reality. We can convince the voters to believe something, even if it's not true, then we won.
Bingo.
That's part of the game they're playing. And I would love to get in on the Sweet Creek.
What do you say, Joey? Should we?
Yeah, I really like Master Thespian, so no argument for me.
Okay.
Oh, thank you very much. My date of birth is March the 12th. So
312. You got it, buddy. You're in.
And I'll be listening on Friday between 12:45 or 12:30. Yeah, I'll be listening.
2:30 or 2:45.
Okay.
Get it right,
day.
Master. Thanks, Master Thespian.
Thank you for keeping us informed. Appreciate it, guys.
My pleasure. Papa B, how are you, my friend? Are you there?
Cruising Vaughn Meadows.
You're cruising Vaughn Meadows?
Down there. Yes, I was.
You're down. You're not far from us.
Day. I know. I'm going to try to mix y'all up some more of that caviar. Sometime or other.
Ooh, that was good stuff.
It is good.
I'm going to put it in some individual jars for you this time, Dan, so that you don't have to take a bowl of it. Huh?
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. It's, if you do that, because let me tell you, when I tasted it, I said this would be an awesome marinade on some chicken that you put in a precision cooker and then cook it on the grill.
Absolutely.
And then have it on the side.
I could just drink it. I could just drink that stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's that good. Mama D makes it. She does a good job with it, too. So I found it interesting you mentioned James Carville at the first of the show. And
yeah.
One of my favorite political characters. And proof positive that aliens interbred with human beings at some time in the past.
And that's where you come up with Carville, huh?
Well, you know, they could probably put him on Ancient Alien show or something.
Did you hear where he said everybody should get behind Mike, Bennett, and then they would win the Senate back plus about 5 seats?
I didn't hear that, but you know, he's a pretty smart guy. Sometimes he's radical, but whatever. Who knows? He could be right about that. And, listening to your Chuck Schumer clip, shame. Oh, it's a shame. And I couldn't be helped but reminded of good old Gomer Pyle. Shame.
Yep.
The Gomer Pyle of the Senate now, you know. And I thought, when did it become the, you know, burden of proof shift to the person that was accused? I think the Republicans should be making more hay out of that. The Democrats are, you know, have decided that the burden of proof is on the president to prove he's innocent. Instead of, you know, the burden of proof being to prove he's guilty of something, you know. I really think they ought to hammer on that a little bit more.
Are you talking about the statement that the member of Congress talked about, that the burden of proof was the guy from New York?
Many of them. But, yeah, him too. Right. So, I mean, don't you think that would maybe cast this whole thing in the light that it should be?
I'm not sure. You know, what you're going to see is there's never going to be just one thing. There's going to be a stack of stuff. And there, and we're watching now with Cipollone, they are really going after the fact that they don't have it together and they don't have the proper information to even start talking about an impeachment.
Yeah, Sure. Well, you know, and I would say this for, bless her heart, you know, Susan Collins. Just, that's about all I got to say for it. Bless her heart. But for people in her kind of voting areas that are just, you know, ideologically tilted, automatically maybe to the left, any kind of reasonable argument or constitutional argument that makes sense is just not going to work. You got to have something so stinky that you can just rub their noses in it. Like Adam Schiff lied, demonstrably proved that Adam Schiff lied to even bring the charges up. And I mean hammer it in, you know, to their puny little brains. You know, I don't know what else to do for, you know, people in places like, you know, where Susan Collins has to run, or Cory Gardner, I believe is his name, or others. And don't you think it really, trying to make some sort of reasoned argument is kind of wasting your time on some people, Dan?
You're talking about me doing that, or you're talking about the impeachment people doing that?
The Republicans, yeah, the Republicans. Well, anybody for that matter.
I tell you what, watching.
They make all the sense in the world, but sometimes you're just not going to be able to convince somebody until you really bring the dirt.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say. Well, here is what I think they're playing to several audiences here. They're playing to an audience of the Senate. They're playing an audience of the base. They're playing the audience of the independents. And I think that the team that Trump has got right now is going to do a great job of setting the case of why the Democrats are wrong and Donald Trump is right. And that's very different than Donald Trump is not guilty.
Right, yeah. There you go. So, you know, I'm glad you have confidence in it. I mean, I see some of these names, and they look like, yeah, they can really do the job. And it's a real shame that it's kind of come to this. But I guess we already knew that it was going to go in this direction anyway. The Democrats just constantly, like you say, they keep charging at the windmill. You know, Don Quixote is always out there. Oh, we got to slay the dragon. We got something to, you know, some demon we've got to go and attack. And so this is just the latest in their efforts. But anyway, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Papa B.
Enjoy listening to the show. Bye, bud.
Chuck Schumer is offering an amendment to subpoena White House documents and records. Good luck with that. Let's go to Clint. Clint, are you back home from Houston?
Good day, sir. Not yet. This weekend.
All right.
I'll be on my way back to Slap Out, so that'll be good.
That will be good.
Yeah, well, you should be good, but there's too much concrete out here, sir.
So what's on your mind today?
I just want to get your opinion.
Sure.
On this impeachment.
Sure.
Witnesses or no witnesses?
It depends on who the witnesses are.
Will that really matter?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, the president is trying to protect himself. When you send a national security advisor in to be a witness, I mean, I think he does have executive privilege. Same thing with his chief of staff. Now, some of these others I'm not quite sure about, but those two, I feel certain that they should not be testifying. But I would love to hear from Hunter Biden, but I think we will hear. I think Hunter Biden is going to get called before the Judiciary Committee. And I think Lindsey Graham is going to do that. Or at least
foreign witnesses. Go ahead, sir.
Or at least Foreign Relations Committee.
Well, you know, they bringing in witnesses. This thing could go on for weeks.
Yeah, I'm talking about not concerning this. I'm talking about in front of another committee, not related to impeachment.
All right. I just want to get your opinion on that because what we've been talking about out here is that I'd rather not see no witnesses. Just make this thing short, close it down, and move on.
There you go. I'm with you on that.
Have a good day.
Let us know when you get back home.
All right, sir. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Thank you. Have enough time for Rodney?
We might want to hit a quick 1-minute break here.
Let's go to a break. Coming back to Rodney right after this.
to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan and Joey, how are y'all today?
We're doing good. I thought about you during that Saints game, brother. I was feeling you. I was going, man, Rodney's got to be in pain.
Well, to be honest with you, I kind of, looking at some of the best teams. I had the hopes up for the, my Saints, but... I mean,
it was like they were a different team that game. And they normally had excellent execution, and they couldn't execute. They got lucky touchdowns, and they could not execute.
Right. They should pretty much shut them down. But that's what happens when you get in the playoffs and you start meeting top teams, and then you keep moving up, and these teams just get better and better and better.
Yep.
What do you think about... The 49ers, Kansas City, is it?
I think 49ers defense is awesome.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think I'm believing that it's going to be hard to stop the 49ers from taking it this year.
And the main thing is Nancy Pelosi is going to be rooting for him.
Yeah, that's great. But if she could get some shock therapy to that face of hers. Anyway. And another thing, boy, she is so, she got her Christmas present because every time I see her on TV, she's so happy that Trump's impeached for life.
Yeah, really. Smack that smile off her face.
But, Dan, you know something? These people have showed that... they do not care about our Constitution. They do not care about our country. All they care about is making sure that they can try any means possible to keep the corrupt government system that they had running. They're not interested in the people. They're not interested in the country. They're not interested in anything. All they interested is trying to stop Donald Trump because he will not play ball with the corrupt politician bunch up there. And amen to that, because that's exactly what I voted for him to do, is to not play ball with that bunch of corrupt people up there, and let's try to do some good for our country. And he has done it, and he continues to do it. Dan, I'm not even worried about the impeachment because they're already trying to start another impeachment.
Yeah, there you go. Makes him worse.
You know, it's just the same old thing over and over as our great president moves forward and continues to run our country, to build our military, to keep our economy strong, keep our economy and stuff along around the world strong. I mean, all the great things she's done with Mexico, and Canada and now China and on down the list. These things are what we sent Donald Trump to the presidency for, and I fully believe that he will be in there again to serve. And most of the listeners, they need to know this impeachment stuff is a diversion, it's a political thing, but isn't Barr still got his criminal investigation going?
You're talking about Durham?
Yeah,
Attorney General Barr is appointed Durham. Durham has still got his thing going.
Yeah. So I'm waiting for that to be the Super Bowl Sunday of politics, because I think everything else is falling in line. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi may be happy that they sent forms of impeachment over, and they did a little camera walk and got their little TV time and everything else. But I watched Mitch McConnell and his speech on the Senate floor when he did it. I guess it's a private standing speech about all of this. Did you see some of that, Dan?
Which one? Are you talking about the once they sent the articles over? Well, I guess yes. I've seen all of them.
Yeah. Well, that one there pretty much clearly stated that they ran that little sham impeachment. They did all that little nonsense along the way, and now they want to try to act like, they want someone else to do their footwork for them. What they sent over there is basically a bag of garbage, and that's probably what the Senate is going to do with it, is toss it. And it's amazing that Nancy Pelosi is so hung up on being so proud of her. Her major achievement is we impeached him in the House.
For life.
Yeah, and no policy or anything that she can speak of is just he's impeached for life. Nancy Pelosi is a sick individual. Her and Schumer needs to get together, retire, and spend a lot of time together emptying bottles of liquor, because they need to quit doing it in the government. Because they both look to me like they're half lit half the time you talk to them, and they just have this vendetta look on their face, and I can't see the American people standing for any of that.
Well, let's hope that they're watching and they're getting involved, because if they watch Schumer and Pelosi, they'll kind of get a feel for it. If they listen to ABC, NBC, and CBS, then we're going to have a bit of a problem because of the way they parse things.
Right. Well, guys, it's been a while, but it was good talking to y'all. Gearing up for Mardi Gras coming on the 15th of next month.
Mardi Gras.
And, Mardi Gras. Well, anyway, guys, Joey, you know what it is. It's 10:18.
All right. Gotcha.
You're in, big guy. Are you being pulled over, or are you watching a chase going on?
No, I'm just sitting here, and I think that's a few actually coming by there. So,
all right. We shouldn't be playing the sirens over the radio either.
Yeah, it's against the law to do that. Rodney, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. We got you in. Josh? The guy who is such a nice guy, they named a bottle of wine after him. Josh, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are we doing this evening?
We're doing good, and how are you, my friend?
Oh, doing well. Just doing a little R&R from getting back to the beach, working. They had the little 38 Songwriters Festival this weekend.
How was that?
Yeah, it was really, really good. Got us off the event that I was working. You know, they separated it into different locations throughout 38, but at the restaurant we had some very, very good acts that came through, some that I've heard of previously and some new ones that I really enjoyed. It was a great experience.
Yeah, that's
a lot of folks.
Do you remember a guy named Watt Edmondson? Was he at your restaurant?
No, sir. He sure wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a couple of Grayson Caps. We had a young lady named Elizabeth Cook. It was really good. She was kind of a country honky-tonk singer that was very interesting. I enjoyed it because, you know, they always have a story behind the songs, how they came up with it and the background of it. So it was very, very entertaining and
I really enjoyed it.
I bet.
But
nothing like beach and music and food.
Absolutely. I was listening to Joey this morning. I was going to switch back to local with that Jeff Coleman ad. All that stuff coming out with his moving business and defrauding, you know, the military out of, you know, the moving expenses. And I think he just kind of shot himself in the foot or when that came out.
Well, what he's got to do, I'm not sure if he shot himself in the foot yet. I think what he's got to do is he's got to figure out what is the right answer to that question and try to explain it. And Joey and I were talking off air. I've met Jeff. I've invited him to be on the show. His one of his handlers is a big listener to the show. But one thing I've learned about politics is you can go in and spend a gazillion dollars on ads, but you've got to have some type of substance to you. Terry Everett was the last guy that did that. He spent a chunk of his own personal money, a big chunk. Now, it wasn't as big as what Coleman is doing, but it's about $250,000 in the front end of a primary back in 96. And that was a lot of money then. But he has some substance to him to himself. I'm worried that Jeff Coleman can't sit here and have a real interview and know about issues. And if he's got that problem and he can't explain it, then he's going to have some difficulties.
I agree, and especially if he's going to be representing the constituents of this district, you know, which is a strong, you know, military hold over here.
And I'll say the people that I'm talking to that are in the military that have heard the story, you will hear almost immediately, I'm reserving judgment.
Yeah.
But that's his problem is if he can only communicate to people over an ad and through a wife, then he is going to have a problem. He's got to be able to explain and talk to people directly.
I agree. But like I say, when I initially heard the news and I reread the articles and everything earlier while I was listening to Joey's show, I wasn't able to call in at that time. But it just, you know, public opinion, you get one thing and initially, I don't want to deal with this guy. He's defrauding the government and, you know.